If you go all in on your personal and professional development as a leader, you will find exponential growth and be able to reach your goals faster. I'm going to share with you the 5 strategies to put into place today to make sure you're reaching those goals and getting to a higher level of influencing as a leader. My challenge for you today is to think of what you can accomplish in the next 2 years. And really stretch yourself to think about something that maybe seems impossible. It seems too far away or seems too challenging. I want you to think about looking at yourself 2 years from now. Where will you be in your career, in your personal life? What will you have achieved? For leaders that want to reach a higher level of influence, have a bigger impact on their teams, drive business results, and keep advancing your career forward, having a clear vision of what you want in the next 2 years and then working on strategies to manifest that vision into reality is critical. For perspective on creating a goal for something that's life-changing and huge and that can be done in 2 years or less, consider this. The Empire State Building was built in less than 2 years. The COVID vaccine was developed, tested, and then distributed in less than 2 years. The Saturn V rocket and the Apollo lunar module were designed and built and tested in less than 2 years. The vehicles that made it to the moon were designed and created in less than 2 years. Imagine how many people in the world, when they heard about these goals that could be done in 2 years, said, "That's impossible. There's no way." You might have been one of them that thought that. But humans, just like you and I, are capable of doing so much in a short amount of time. For leaders like you, exponential growth is what's going to take you to that next level. But you got to first have a good, solid growth mindset, an understanding of your leadership abilities, and then determining how to close the gaps to get to that next level and achieve those goals that might feel impossible right now. I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. For more strategies on how to raise your level of influence as a leader, you can download my free PDF guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. The link is in my bio and in the description. This guide will help you put in place some tangible action items to really discover how you can become a more influential leader. If you want to have a positive impact on your team, drive business results, and ultimately keep advancing your career, download that PDF guide today. So, what will you accomplish in the next 2 years? Where will you be 2 years from now? If the Empire State Building can be built in 2 years, imagine what you can accomplish in 2 years. If your first thought is, "Well, Philip, I already have a lot of things I need, and I'm in a pretty comfortable space. Maybe my goals aren't that important, or maybe wanting more is selfish." I totally understand that, and I get where you're coming from, and I have been in that place for several years of my life. And to think about what we want, even though we have a lot of what we need, is not selfish if it's for the right reasons. Earning a promotion, having more influence on others, driving business results, these are all positive things. Now, if you're trying to earn as much money as you can and you're defrauding people and you're not being true to your values, then yes, totally egotistical. And this is something we should obviously try to avoid. This is not helping humanity in any way. But when you think about our wants and our needs, in our modern day life, most of our needs are already met. And we've created a system in society that keeps us safe. So when you think about how fear and scarcity works in our minds, you think of how we evolved. We're no longer running from saber-toothed tigers and fending for ourselves and living off the land. We're now at a different place where we've created structure to keep us safe. That means we have more ambition than ever. We have an opportunity to achieve things that help society and it helps fulfill us. So the desire to have more and go after the things that we truly want is not egotistical because it's helping the world. It's helping the people around us create a more fulfilling and joyful life. There's lyrics to a song from the band named Cursive that has always stuck in my head. It goes, I wasn't raised to seize the day, but to work and worship. I relate to this quote because this is how I was raised. I was never told that I could become anything I want in my career or achieve the greatest fantasies and dreams I can think of. I was raised to work hard, and that's what I did for a very long time. And I was raised to believe as long as I worked hard and had enough to survive, then that was it. I didn't need to want anymore. I didn't need to have any more desires. And honestly, having more desires often led to guilt. But what that creates is very limiting beliefs for ourselves. So I really didn't push myself to think these grand dreams and be ambitious. I limited my abilities to stretch myself, to reach higher goals, and to become more ambitious. But like I said earlier, the more we want and the more we achieve that brings more fulfillment and joy to ourselves and the people around us, it's actually helping humanity and it's making the world a better place. Being stagnant and feeling apathetic to doing more and growing as a person is not really helping humanity and the people around us. Stagnation and apathy just breeds more stagnation and apathy. Instead of getting stuck in that state, I empower you to think big. When it comes to your leadership, think about what seems impossible. Think about the type of team you want to lead and the influential leader you want to be. Instead of just dreaming about it, think about tangible action items you can put in place to make it happen. If the goal seems impossible, even better, an impossible goal will help you strive even further and reach new heights. If you're ready to grow exponentially and dream big for the next 2 years or even less, I've got 5 strategies you can put in place right now to start moving towards that goal. Number one, you must be in a leadership mindset. Being a leadership mindset means a growth mindset. Fully living into growing and learning every single day. If you feel a lot of tension around emotional or relational issues in your life, consider the actions that you can take to start moving past that so you're able to live as your authentic self. For a lot of people, including myself, therapy has been greatly beneficial. Emotional and relational struggles with our past and our childhood are completely normal. For me, being able to overcome limiting beliefs and working through better ways of addressing my own behaviors that were limiting me greatly improved my life. Another way to make sure you're in the right mindset to take on big challenges is to realign your values and your motivators. These things can change during our lives, especially for leaders who rise through the ranks. How we do things and why we do it changes considerably as our jobs change. Along those lines, you should also identify your why. Why do you do what you do? What is at the core that motivates you? The second strategy is to create impossible goals. When I say impossible, I don't mean humanly impossible. I mean, think outside of anything you've accomplished in the past. Go beyond what you think is possible, and that's where you should start. In the book, 10X is Easier Than 2X, the authors Ben Hardy and Dan Sullivan share the details of thinking of impossibilities as your actual goals, because it creates your mind think outside of the normal vision and the boxes that we create for ourselves. Creating impossible goals makes you think in new ways. It challenges you to be even more creative. The goals that seem impossible, they stretch our abilities, which creates exponential personal growth. The third strategy is to reduce exposure to negative influences. Negative influence can come across as limiting beliefs or negative people. Similar to the emotional and relational issues that can cause limiting beliefs, you need to identify limiting beliefs in your career as well. Think about the things that you tell yourself that keep you from striving for more or creating impossible goals or seeking support. Avoid negative talk from other people that don't align with your vision. Think of a time that you set a goal and you accomplished it, but along the way, people questioned you or they said it wasn't possible. Make sure you're around the right people that can support your vision and aren't trying to limit you. The fourth strategy is invest in a coach. And I know you're thinking this is probably gonna sound salesy because I am a leadership coach, But the fact is, the most successful people in the world utilize coaching to help identify their vision and hold them accountable to taking action to get there. Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates are just a few people that utilize coaches to get where they are today. The most successful people that you admire utilize coaching. And think about the athletes that you admire. Every single day in their career, they're literally working with coaches to help them get to that next level of excellence. Coaches help you unlock those limiting beliefs and help you create that vision that's inside of you to get to that next level. And I wouldn't be here sharing my thoughts on coaching if I didn't utilize coaches as well, because I do. This year alone, I spent $10,000 on a business coach, and it was worth every penny. I have grown exponentially as a person as a business owner. I would not be here saying that if I didn't believe it and I walked the walk myself. The fifth strategy is consistent action. Creating impossible goals and then putting things in place to go after them requires commitment, dedication, and resiliency. Creating a vision in your head is not enough. You need to put it down on paper. You need to create a development action plan, identifying exactly what areas that you need to develop yourself in your leadership journey is critical to holding yourself accountable and making those strides forward. There will also be setbacks along the way, so it's critical to keep that plan in place and make sure that North Star is always visible and you have some accountability to getting there. There will be many successes and setbacks along the way to reach exponential growth to meet these impossible goals. I call these growing experiences. Whether it's good or bad, success, failure, it doesn't matter. Leaders with a growth mindset see all of these challenges as experiences to grow. Regardless if it was a setback or a success, they know that they've learned something from it. And in order to keep advancing and reach those goals they set up for themselves, they must overcome each one and take the lessons learned and put it in practice the next day. Those are the five strategies to stretch yourself to reach these impossible goals in the next 2 years or less. If you think a goal is impossible, don't reduce it down to something smaller. Stick with it. Remember, the Empire State Building, the COVID-19 vaccine, the Saturn V rocket that went to the moon, all of these things happen in less than 2 years. Your goals and vision for yourself, no matter how far up in advance you think it is not impossible. Take some time to set these lofty goals and then identify how you're going to get there. Think about the five strategies I shared and who are the people that can help you along the way. I hope you dig in. I hope you're becoming a more influential leader as you develop in your career. For more strategies on how to raise that level of influence in your leadership, download my free guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. The link is in my bio and in the description. This is the guide that I wish I would have had when I was a leader and I was advancing through the ranks to really help me put actionable items in place to advance. So download that today. Until next time, I'm Philip Hilt, Leadership Coach. Take care.